With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. United States announcing additional sanctions against Russia. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Nearly 3 years into Russia's war against Ukraine, the U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russia's third-largest bank. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the sanctions would further diminish Moscow's military effort and will make it harder for the Kremlin to evade sanctions and fund and equip its military. And the White House said the U.S. remains committed to putting Ukraine in the strongest possible position. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Arrest warrants have been issued for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his former defense minister, and a Hamas leader. Put them all in a small group of leaders to be accused of crimes against humanity, that from the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Also, at SRNnews.com, legislation to create a world-first law banning children under 16 from social media has been introduced in Australia's parliament. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Australia's communications minister, Michelle Rowland, said TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram are among the restricted platforms that could be fined up to $33 million for systemic failures to prevent young children from holding accounts. After the bill becomes law, the platforms would have 1 year to work out how to implement the age restriction. The ban has wide political support, but experts have raised concerns about the ban, including isolating young people who already have accounts. Jeremy House reporting.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau plans to temporarily lift that federal sales tax off of many items and then send checks to millions of Canadians who are dealing these days with continued rising cost. This is SRN News. Christmas stamps are now available.
And once again, the Postal Service has opted to make reference to the real reason for the season. Amongst its 2024 Christmas offerings is a stamp depicting the infant Jesus in the arms of his mother. It is a copy of a Madonna and Child painting rendered in the 1600s by Italian artist Giovanni Battista Salvi and is currently held by the St. Louis Art Museum. Postal Service spokesman Sheila Holman says the stamp is, quote, a beautiful reminder of the season's roots. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
House Speaker Mike Johnson signaling support for a Republican effort to keep men out of women's restrooms and locker rooms at the Capitol. Effort has been triggered by the fact that a man who is living as a woman has won a seat in Congress. Democrat Sarah McBride will represent Delaware and be sworn in next year. Speaker Johnson says we're not going to have men in the women's bathrooms. This is SRN News. U.S. home sales notching their first annual gain since July of 2021. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
More homebuyers are jumping into the market. Sales of existing U.S. homes rose 3.4% in October, with home shoppers encouraged by easing interest rates and more properties on the market. The National Association of Realtors reports that sales were up 2.9% from October of last year. That's the first gain in more than 3 years. The median price is up 4% to $407,200. The association's chief economist, Lawrence Yoon, says with increasing inventory leading to more transactions, the worst of the recent downturn in home sales could be over. I'm Jennifer King.
Bitcoin jumping again, rising above $98,000 for the first time Thursday. Cryptocurrency has been shattering records daily since Donald Trump won the election and has rocketed more than 40% higher in 2 weeks. More details at SRNnews.com.